Let us rise above hate and give peace a chance, because hate will eat you up alive. Hate is a virus that's contagious and addictive, but hate cannot survive where love is, because love makes hate weak. When you start looking past tribe, religion, sexuality, and color, when you stop looking at the above and focus on sisterhood and brotherhood, the red, gold, and green is not just a color. It's bigger than us all because it's who we are. They say it takes a whole village to raise a child because my mother don't need to be around to look after me. It's the responsibility of the entire village to make sure I'm well taken care of. We are all kinsmen. We believe in brotherhood. We believe in sisterhood. We're brothers' keeper. We are our brother's keeper. The things that bind us is not visible, but it's rooted in our blood and sweat, because that's who we are as a people. They say when your neighbor's house is on fire, if you don't put it out, yours will be next. Chinua Achebe said, "A man who calls his kinsmen to feast does not do so to save them from starving. They all have food in their own homes. When we gather together in the moonlight village ground, it is not because of the moon. Every man can see it in his home compound. We come together because it's good for kinsmen to do so. We were together as one. We had each other's back. We look out for each other. What is yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. But we've let outsiders divide us. They told us what we wanted to hear instead of what we need to hear. They penetrated the things that held us together, and now our center cannot hold, like an elastic that has outdone its limit. They say learning is better than silver and gold. But why are they still coming to get our gold? How about they take their learning and leave our gold for us? Remember, when you allow someone to feed you, you've given them the power to starve you. You don't know this, but let me tell you, poverty is a mindset, and we need to emancipate ourselves and let loose of the invisible shackles. They keep telling you you are poor, but yet they can't live without you. They give you loans you don't need, just so they could control you, so they could tell you what to wear, eat, leave, etc. The system is sick, and we're its kill.